Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Right now, we have a special guest on the line. The nightly show on Comedy Central has a new host, everybody.
Tonightly, violent thugs run amok in the streets of Baltimore. But enough about the police department. Looters burn a CVS. Experts say the fire might not have spread so quickly if it weren't fueled by those insanely long receipts.
That's true.
And officials and police officers call for nonviolence. A Nation of Black People replies, you first. Time to channel your outrage. This is the Nightly Show.
Very nice. The host's name is Larry Wilmore, and he's joining us on the phone right now. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing good, man.
So you're a funny dude.
Well, thanks. Yes.
We can't really call
that
him.
That nice morning racial blast, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, it's interesting territory because, well, all of us on the show except for Big Al, we are white people.
I'm Mexican.
JC, come on. We just did your
why
DNA.
Why you got to out Big Al like that? Why you got to do that?
Yeah, I'm sitting over here minding my own black business.
Well, sometimes we shy away from subjects like this because, sometimes we shy away from topics like this only because we feel like we're going to put our foots in our mouths. We don't feed feet.
Feet in our mouths.
Yeah. So it's really hard to approach this from a comedic standpoint, but I guess it helps when you're black.
It depends what you're talking about, I suppose.
But, we just played clips about the riots and stuff.
But trust me, my foot will end up in my mouth plenty of times. Let's be cool. Let's be clear about that. But I just can't care about it. You know, you just have to try to have fun with the issues. And part of what we're doing on the show is to do provocative issues, to have a place to have those conversations. So you just got to take whatever happens.
When do you know it's okay to talk about an issue that's pretty serious? Does a certain amount of time have to pass by before you can poke fun at it or just go right at it?
No, you have to go right at it. I mean, the whole point is let's have the conversation now.
Yeah.
I don't think now would be the time to talk about Nat Turner. It's like, okay, guys, enough time has passed. Let's talk about that slave rebellion now. You know, I think the wounds have healed. Well, those people are dead. Let's talk about it while it's going on. You know?
We're chatting with Larry Wilmore. He's the host of Comedy Central's The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore. Do you often try to stay away from Twitter when you do, you know, topics like Baltimore? You try to stay away from the haters there?
That is hilarious. You know, I think you have to if you want to stay sane, you know, because I'm shocked at how many people out there are just so mean, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it why Jimmy Kimmel does the mean tweets thing, which is hilarious, you know?
Yeah.
But there are a lot of nice people out there, too, I have to say. You know, whenever you're doing this kind of job, you guys probably get this, too. You just get a healthy dose of both of it, and you just kind of have to just roll with it, you know?
I choose to only read the positive comments.
Do you have a positive filter on Twitter?
Yes, I do, actually.
Oh, Larry, that is such a good idea. Why doesn't Twitter invent the positive filter?
Nice.
I know. Have a little troll filter. That'd be great.
Well, I loved reading a little bit about your bio, because, I mean, it's so funny. Just last night, my boyfriend and I can say I have a boyfriend now, Larry. We're very excited. We're 10 weeks in.
10-week anniversary.
Yeah, right.
And we actually referenced In Living Color, and I get here this morning, and I find out you used to be a writer for In Living Color. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I just did. I was trying to read his bio, but it's too dang long.
Which characters did you come up with any of the characters, or you just contributed to the characters that were already there?
I mainly contributed to it, but one of the characters I wrote a lot for was Jamie Foxx. He did this character called Wanda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. And the men on film, those characters I wrote for a lot. But it was fun. Those were heady days working with people like Jim Carrey and Damon Wayans, all the Wayans brothers. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, who would have thunk? Back, Rosie Perez was a choreographer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez was a fly girl. It was such a talented group of people. It was fun.
Now, Larry Wilmore, when you were like the hot new writer on In Living Color, did J-Lo ever come up to you and try to hit on you?
No, man. We were like the bottom rung. Are you kidding me? Nobody cared about the writers. And it's funny, the fly girls, they had such attitudes against us. We were like these lowly people to them. We had no play with the fly girls, man.
Oh,
see, I thought you would.
Yeah, try to find fly girls besides Jennifer Lopez today.
Larry, you have such an impressive writing resume history. I mean, the Office and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know, a couple dozen episodes on there. What was the point or the turning point for you when you're like, I want to be in front of the camera?
Well, it's funny. I started as a performer. I started as a stand-up comic and went to writing because I wanted to control what I was doing. And one of the turning points was one of the shows I created was the Bernie Mac Show, which was on Fox.
Great show.
And, you know, it really kind of put me on the map as a show creator. And I won a lot of awards for it. And then in my second year, I was fired. You know, it was one of those typical Hollywood stories where the guy that created it gets fired. And it really just reminded me. I said, you know what? The whole reason why I got behind the camera was so I could control what I was doing. And when I got on The Office, I ended up doing one of the episodes. It was called Diversity Day, and I had so much fun with it. I decided to get back in front of the camera, and that's when I started doing The Daily Show. I was senior black correspondent and did more roles in movies and films and eventually got back here to The Nightly Show. But I still do both. I helped create the show Blackish last year for ABC, so I helped launch the pilot of that and produced some of the first few episodes, and I'm doing a show at HBO with Issa Rae, a new half-hour sitcom for them. So I really enjoy being behind the camera a lot, and it's really given me a lot of perspective for being in front of the camera. So,
cool.
Man, I didn't know you. Do you ever have time for yourself and for your
I don't think so. Looking at this bio, man,
you're married with two kids. Do you get time with the kids?
You always have time for sexy time, making baby time.
Well, clearly, he's got
I know. Well, to be honest with you, I'm now divorced, though.
Yeah.
So there you go. So
somebody needs to update your bio.
My kids are on their way to college right now. So, but my wife and I are actually good friends. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, we were married for a long time, but we're still cool and all that stuff. But, yeah, look, when you're working hard, it can be rough in relationships. That can be a casualty. I don't know if that was ours, you know, whatever.
Do you want us to update your Wikipedia for you to update you to divorce?
I know. Wikipedia is never right, though. I think they don't even know the year I was born. There's so many things wrong in it. But, you know, it's one of those current things, too. So
do you have to?
I don't know how many people actually know it.
Yeah. Right.
As a comedian or a funny guy, do you have to date funny women?
Well, see, I'm fresh to the dating scene. I don't even know how to answer a question.
He's barely
like that.
Divorced, he's saying.
He's just starting.
Yes, for me, I've been married so long, I date women who say yes at this point.
Well, you got to go through that wild phase where you just stay young and dumb.
Right.
See, everybody does it.
See, thank you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to think wild phase for a while.
Right.
Yeah. Do that. Get it out of your system, and then you'll appreciate a more mature woman a little bit later on. But you got to get
Can
the young dumb
you
out of your
every
system.
Day? I love this advice.
Well, we do a segment called Love Letters to Kelly here on Wednesdays, as a matter of fact, and it's coming up. And if you don't have anything to do, you can stick around.
I'm keeping it 100. That's all I got
to
say.
I wanted to bring that up.
There we go. Kelly wanted to ask you about it.
Favorite segment on your show, Larry Wilmore, is keeping it 100.
Because suddenly everybody is using that. I mean, like Real Housewives, Cynthia Bailey used it the other day.
Yeah.
Drake used it the other day when he was making out with Madonna on stage. And I feel out of the loop. I don't really know when it's appropriate to keep it 100.
When can you keep it 100?
It is always appropriate to keep it 100. Keep it 100% real. Now, Dave Chappelle did this sketch where he said, when keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah.
So you do. It is situation appropriate, too. There are some times when you don't want to keep it too real, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But most of the time, you want to keep it real.
Okay, then let's keep it 100 real quick, Larry Wilmore, since you're newly single. Who is the celebrity crush right now? And you're not going to say Chrissy Teigen because I saw you not want to hold her hand on your show.
Oh.
Well, Chrissy's married to John Legend.
She was reaching for you, Larry.
Yeah, what are you going to say? Well, I'm already friends with Chrissy and John.
Yeah.
But Halle Berry's always been my crush.
Oh, she's crazy.
That's all right.
She's crazy.
See, but what am I supposed to do?
Don't go with mature and crazy. Go with young and dumb, Larry.
No, Larry.
All right, Kelly, give me an idea then.
Larry, there's a certain amount of cray we can put up with if it's Halle Berry. You know what I'm saying?
You could put up with cray at that level.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
You know? Most of the time, you only have tolerance for cray. But at that level, you have tolerance for cray.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Larry, keep it 100. Who works harder at Comedy Central, you or Tosh?
Oh, come on. It's me. Come on, Tosh stands in front of the green screen. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right.
Do you guys see, is Comedy Central like that, where you see everybody that's on Comedy Central walking around the building?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we all go in the commissary and have pimento sandwiches. we don't even tape in the same places, you know.
Yeah.
We actually have our own studio and that kind of stuff. Some are on the East Coast, some are on the West Coast, is that kind of thing, you know. But that would be fun if we did.
Oh, man. Larry Wilmore, I'm sure we could talk to you all morning long because you're hilarious.
But I know congratulations.
I need more advice from Kelly.
Yeah.
I really need this, Kelly.
Oh, well, good.
We'll give him my digits. I'll counsel him privately.
We will. Make sure you watch The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore on Comedy Central. And Larry, before we let you go, would you like to tease that Love Letters to Kelly's coming up next, please?
Hey, everybody. Love Letters to Kelly. Don't miss it. Your love life will not be the same unless you listen to Love Letters from Kelly.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Well done, Larry Wilmore.
Thank you, Larry.
Have a great day, Larry.
Thanks,
guys.
Bye. Hey,
what a cool dude. I like him.
Very nice.
I'm a definitely start watching.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got the Kentucky Derby coming up in 45 minutes. The window is closed for you to bet on your favorite horse for the Big Al Mac race.
Bets have been placed.
You could still listen to the race and watch the race live on KidTV.com. And also beat the bank. We're 20 minutes away from you possibly winning up to $1,000.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Busy morning. We just talked to Larry Wilmore from Comedy Central's The Nightly Show.
Cool guy.
Yeah, we're going to post that interview later on at KidNation.com if you missed it.
Okay.
Really liked him.
Yeah, I did too.
Really liked him. Funny guy. And he even wanted to write a love letter to Kelly because today is Wednesday.
He's recently divorced. And
who knew? It wasn't even updated on his bio yet.
Yeah.
He said it's very new.
We might have gotten breaking news right there, Kelly Raspberry.
No, it's in the news.
In the news? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're still going to do love letters to Kelly.
Well, good.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I feel like I am the king of what I should have said moments. Take, for example, this past weekend. My girlfriend of 3 years and I were at her cousin's wedding reception when the inevitable question of, when are you guys going to get married, came up. I made a joke of it and answered, when pigs fly. Of course, this isn't true. In fact, I have the ring and I'm planning the proposal, but I can't exactly say that at the table. However, when pigs fly is also a terrible answer.
Yeah.
Because my girlfriend got this mortified look on her face and tears in her eyes and had to excuse herself to the restroom.
Yeah. Is she engaged to Russ Face?
I tried to laugh off my ignorance, but there are some things you just can't laugh off, and that was one of them. Now I feel pressure to propose sooner than I had planned, but I'm only going to propose once in my life. I want it to be perfect, not guilt-driven. How do I fix this with her? I humiliated her in front of people she cares about, and I feel awful. How can I make it right, Gabe?
Well, you have to, you know, apologize and stuff, and you know, but why are you motivated by guilt when you already have the ring? So what are you waiting for exactly?
Because he made her cry.
Because he has the proposal plan in mind, but it wasn't
then
right.
Then step it up and go ahead and do it. I don't understand. What are you waiting for?
Just go ahead and propose. That'll make it all better.
Yeah, but
will.
I mean, yeah.
In that situation.
Really, just go to her and say, that was the stupidest thing I could have possibly said. I love you so much for staying with me after the bonehead stuff that comes out of my mouth sometimes. Mm-hmm. So love her past that, and then go ahead and get the proposal thing done. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
you can be engaged for a year or two, but if you've got the ring, what are you waiting for?
A little guy perspective, because we do tend to be pretty dumb in relationships from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when we're about to propose, we wanna get as far away as possible from that marriage talk so that you think, oh my, is he on his way out? We want you to be so
that's
surprised.
That's not a fun feeling.
It's not a fun feeling. That's why we're dumb when we do this. But we want you to not expect it so badly that we're willing to make ourselves look stupid in order to do that.
Why?
And it never works out.
Why dig yourself into a hole? Because then it's like you're just in the doghouse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like a doghouse gift.
Yeah.
No, just go ahead and apologize again.
There you go. That's
I'm
the best
so
advice right there.
I embarrassed you. I'm not worthy of you.
And drop
please
down on
forgive
my knee
me.
And do it.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe not drop down at that moment.
Well,
but very soon, get this little plan you've got underway and just do it.
Let her know you love.
You're gonna have to find a pig and get the little pig.
Put some wings on him.
Put wings on a pig. Make
baby
it funny.
Toy.
That's a proposal right there.
So there you go. So then you know I said when pigs fly, which was a stupid thing. But look here, and now we're getting married. Yeah.
Boom. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This one's from Trisha, Kelly.
What seems to be your query, lady?
Oh, we'll get to it. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband is convinced that I'm cheating on him, and I don't know how to change his mind. This came out of nowhere, and it's gotten out of hand. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I stay busy with mommy and housework all day long. I couldn't cheat even if I wanted to. He wants to FaceTime me like 5 times a day, and it's really strange. He asks for practically minute-by-minute accounts of my day to make sure that everything adds up. I feel like I've done something wrong when all I'm doing is being the mom and wife I promised him I would be. Is there any way to stop this crazy thinking before it gets any worse? Ooh. I don't know how to stop it when I don't know where it began.
I don't understand that obsessive behavior either, but it is scary to me and a red flag to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
when someone suddenly gets that jealous and possessive for no reason, that means they have something mental going on in their brain.
Or maybe they're doing something. They did something.
I've encountered that. You know, they accuse you of doing something that maybe they've done.
Uh-huh.
I would be very concerned, especially if there's nothing you can do to prove your faithfulness, and he's still and it's going to start escalating. I would be afraid. How do you fix what's going on in somebody's head except for constantly reassuring them how much you love them?
Weird.
And then he's going to say, oh, why are you trying so hard to prove you love me? Oh, you must be trying to cover up for something.
It's like a lose-lose, yeah.
You can't win.
Yeah.
Therapy, what do they do?
Well, good luck. I don't know how you therapize crazy.
Yeah, this guy is weird.
It sounds like something's going on mentally with him.
Especially when she's seriously, stay-at-home moms have zero time for themselves.
I mean, he's either feeling really insecure about himself for some reason.
Yeah.
Or he strayed.
Yeah, it's probably one of those.
Don't turn the tables and start asking him about that.
No, it'll make it worse.
It'll make it way worse.
Huh.
I don't know. Oh, I mean, I just try to love him through it. But if it continues to escalate, you might want to start, you know, see. I think that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
I just think that's a really bad sign of what could, if it continues to progress.
And it sucks that there's kids involved, too.
Yeah.
You know.
That's not any advice. At all. That's just an observation on my part.
Sometimes love letters are tough, Kelly.
But what do you do?
How
do you convince someone
to say,
okay, just be the most loving wife you can possibly be?
Yeah.
But apparently that's not working.
She's doing the right thing.
When it's out of nowhere.
She's FaceTiming whenever he needs it. Yeah, sometimes you just need to.
They also say don't defend. You know, like if you really didn't do anything wrong and you start arguing with the person when they're being kind of crazy, then that means you're kind of playing down to their level.
Right.
Just be like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Cool story,
you can't
bro.
Say no. I was doing this all day, and this, and this, and this, because then you're defending something that you didn't even do
wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to be defending yourself when you're not doing something wrong. Not a way to live.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This might seem kind of dumb, but it's bothering me. My longtime boyfriend might be the least comforting person I've ever known. We've had some bad weather lately, and my kids have been scared out of their minds. I've come home to them crying, and my boyfriend is just sitting there playing his stupid video games.
Oh, no.
I want to punch him. He says that he told the kids thunder won't hurt them, lightning won't either, so they should calm down. So comforting, right? But if he can't put down his video game controller long enough for bad weather, how will he act when they really need him?
What's he going to do when the power goes out and he can't play?
Right? That's why he's got to get it in.
What's the best way to give my man a little hardcore sensitivity training before he feels some hardcore loneliness? That's from Shelley.
You change him. You picked a little boy.
Video
you picked
game.
A little boy to be an example for your children.
He's not ready for dad life.
No. He's not. No, he's a little boy. You want to be married to a little boy? Keep moving forward.
There you go.
I mean, seriously. I mean, if you don't want better for yourself, I don't want better for you either.
Boom. Sometimes it's that easy.
Want better for yourself.
She's coming home from work, and he's sitting there playing video games,
watching the kids.
That's what sticks
out
of my
trembling.
Pick up the kids, and this is
okay with you?
Maybe he works nights.
You have to ask me what to do?
You know what he should be doing. Pick up the kids. Take them by the window. Show them that it's not nothing wrong is happening outside. Make them feel good.
No, just tell them to go get me some more cheese puffs. Shut up.
I told them.
You're getting scared. I'm about to get to the next level.
The best one I heard, Kelly, somebody said, when your kids get scared of thunder, tell them angels are bowling.
Yeah.
And now he's like, oh. Angels are bowling.
Yeah, you can
no big
come
deal.
Up with little cute things like that, but don't be. You're dating a little boy. You're living
That's
with a little
true.
Boy,
yeah.
apparently.
Yeah. What do
so
you expect?
You need to be as a woman, be willing to be on your own until better comes along.
Boom.
Or put up with what you got.
Got it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My problem isn't with a boyfriend; it's with my best friend. I think it's time we go our separate ways. She's not the same person she was when we first became friends, and I don't like her anymore. I know that sounds petty, but she has totally changed. We used to be the fun girls who would go out on the weekends and stay out way too late and have to cab at home. But all of a sudden, she's become this holier-than-thou type, and I can't understand it. She judges me and says I'm too old to still be going out and having fun. I'm 23. I'm single, hot, in college.
Why you are.
Why shouldn't I be going out and having fun? I try to talk to her about things we can agree on, but those things are few and far between. And I think it's best to just call it quits. But I feel worse about this than I felt about any guy I've broken up with in the past. Am I overreacting, or are we just too different? And how do we go our own directions? Tristan.
People drift apart. Friendships that are so solid, somehow you'll turn around one day and you're like, whatever happened to Lisa or whatever? Yeah. They're just gone from your life because your lives are heading in two different directions. Doesn't make you bad people. You just want two different things.
That's the point
you
of your 20s, right?
You don't have this big, long heart-to-heart that I think our friendship is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
No, you just start doing things
with
people
other
who
friends.
Have the same interest as you. Yeah. And eventually, the lunches will get fewer and far between. Yeah. The phone calls will get fewer and far between. And eventually, you'll just naturally go your separate directions.
Fizzle.
That doesn't mean that every once in a while, just out of the blue, hey, hadn't heard from you long.
Yeah, then you'll run into each other and you'll say, and you'll do that whole girl thing. Yeah.
It only happens more the older you get, too, that I've found, because you got to find people that are living the same kind of lifestyle as you. Because
right,
at my age, I have friends that get married and start having kids, like JC and Kenzie, and they move to the suburbs. And we don't see each other as much socially as
when you
we
do,
used
it's a special occasion.
Yeah, but that's okay. You just find other friends that are doing the same thing you do.
My best friend, Kurt, he didn't go out a whole lot. He's married, got a couple of kids. So he does his thing in the suburbs. I do my thing over here. But when we see each other, we're still best friends.
Just quit trying to force.
So,
quit trying to force the friendship. Just let it kind of fall away naturally.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll come back later.
And maybe you'll
you never
have
know.
These little, you know, like my best friend since fifth grade, Tommy Jean. We can go a couple months without talking. Pick up the phone, we're right back where we left off. It doesn't have to, we don't force it. We live half a country apart. Sometimes you just have to let the relationship run its course.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Attention, Kentucky Derby fans. The Big Al Mack race is going to happen in 20 minutes.
Okay.
So do what you need to do to get to KidTV.com to make sure you get to watch the race happening, because we do play it live. The actual race of real horses racing.
I can't wait.
And Kelly's Showbiz Top 5 is coming up in 40 minutes. What's the story you're working on, Kelly?
Celebrities. We didn't do Tinder Tuesday yesterday.
No, we didn't.
But celebrities are jumping on the Tinder bandwagon.
Yeah.
Because they're regular people who just want to, you know, meet somebody too.
Sure.
Especially a super hot celebrity.
Yeah, there's one that I saw which made me get on back on Tinder.
Oh, Jenna's back on Tinder because of this celebrity. We'll find out who it is.
Cool.
About 40 minutes. But real quick, let's get to it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Oh, wrong song.
It's the solicit one. I'm sorry. We want to play Beat the Bank. Your shot at winning up to $1,000. Yesterday, Melissa McClary won the maximum on her turn, $740. And Rosemary Mejia, she won $570 yesterday. Could have been $800 if she would have held on a little bit longer
That's
in the vault.
Right. Yep.
It's your turn now. We're looking for caller number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Well, we'll put you in that vault and start closing the door. See how much money you get to win. While we do that, though, we've been giving away trips to summer camps all week long.
Yeah.
All 2 days that we had prior to this one.
Seems like forever.
Oh, man, it's been going. And by the way, little birdie told me we might keep this going for another week.
Oh, good.
Really?
We've got a lot of entries.
I know, we got a lot of entries.
We got a little birdie, apparently.
And we do. And this helps the kids and the parents, because this gives the parents a little freedom in the summertime. We've done FC Barcelona, a soccer camp that we did on Monday.
We sent Kenzie to that.
And then yesterday, we sent somebody to the FSU circus camp.
Yep.
Where they want to learn to be a
circus
artist.
Yeah. Isn't that
cool? Isn't that
cool? I had no idea there was a circus camp.
But Big Al Mack, today's our day.
Yeah. We're talking football.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking football.
Yeah.
This letter reads, I would like to go to football camp. I've been playing football for 5 years. Next year, I'll be in the 7th grade, and I'll be going out for the junior high football team.
Come on.
Now, I know this may not sound like anything out of the ordinary, except for one little thing. I'm a girl.
What? How cool is that?
This past football season, I decided to commit to football. In our first game, I had 3 sacks.
Kelly, that is really good.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, that's when you hit the quarterback when they're trying to pass.
I know what a sack is.
3 times, Kelly.
So I want to go to football camp to prove that you can do anything that you set your mind to, regardless of your gender. Please help me go to camp. Bleed purple. That's from Taylin. She's 11 years old.
Taylin.
Hey, Taylin, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Doing good?
Yeah.
Bleed purple, huh?
What's purple?
Mm-hmm.
Horned Frogs, I think.
Are you,
TCU?
Or your school?
I've been playing for the TYAA at Tola. It's just a little football league.
Oh.
You guys are purple? Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go.
You're going for the big time. Taylen, trying out for the junior high school squad.
Right.
What made you want to play football 5 years ago, Taylen?
Because I want to show that girls can do anything that guys can do, no matter what.
I tell you, one of the best little like youth football players right now in the country is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I forgot her name, but there's a video. Do you know who it is, Taylen? Have you seen her video?
No.
She's like a running back, and,
really?
And she rushed for like thousands of yards and a bunch of touchdowns. Well,
that's only because Taylen is not on YouTube.
And that's because
once Taylen gets on YouTube, she'll be the star.
That's because Taylen's not playing defense against her. Otherwise, she would be stopping her.
Right.
Who's your favorite football player, Taylen?
My favorite football player?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. My favorite team is the Aggies. I don't know about my favorite football player.
Okay.
That's all right.
What position do you play? Outside linebacker or something?
I play wide receiver and defensive end.
Oh,
defensive
end. Okay.
All right.
You're strong and quick.
Well, check this out, Taylen.
Taylen, we're friends with footballcamps.com. They run camps all across the country for ages 7 to 18.
That's you, right? You're between the ages of 7 and 18.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're 11?
Yes.
Now, they have invited you to join them on July 8th through the 11th at the University of North Texas.
Yeah, Mean Green Eagles.
This camp spot's going to include 8 football practices, over 4 days of camp by high school and college level coaches. 8 football practices means you're doing 2-a-days.
Yeah, that's what that means, Taylen.
That's what it means. But
yeah, in July.
You want to do this. Now, you're also going to have the opportunity to meet with Barry Church. He plays safety for the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And some of his teammates are going to be at that camp as well. And they're going to assist with instructions, take photos with you, sign autographs. Basically, you're going to be a professional athlete hanging out with those guys.
How's that sound?
Good.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
By the way, you can visit footballcamps.com for more information if you want to join Taylen at that football camp.
So, Taylen, you're going to go to football camp.
Uh-huh.
You're going to try out for the junior high team, and you're going to let us know when you make it, right?
Okay.
We want to follow along with your story. Are you the only girl on your team?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Wow.
Good.
Do the other boys give you a hard time, or are they good teammates to you?
Some of them give me a hard time. Some of them are good teammates to me.
Yeah.
Well, you can admit, right?
Stick by the ones that are treating you well. Taylen, who was more scared of you playing football, your mom or your dad?
None.
None?
They're
wow.
Like, go for it.
Ooh.
That's awesome. Do you have a mom or a dad there right now?
I have a mom.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's holler at her right quick.
Get Stacey on the phone real quick, Taylen.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Stacey.
Hello.
As you can tell by your daughter's excitement, we're going to be sending her to football camp this summer for you.
Oh, that is great. She's going to completely enjoy it. Football has been her life for 5 years now.
Now, what was it like when your daughter came up to you and said, "Hey, Mama, I want to play some football"?
Well, you know, there's a high school football coach, Coach Carruthers, that coaches at our high school,
uh-huh.
and his granddaughter played, and she saw her in the newspaper. And she since quit playing, but she said, "Mom, can I do that?" And I said, "You can do anything you want to."
There you go.
It doesn't matter. And I signed her up the next year, and she's been playing ever since. Her little brother plays also.
And you're not scared with your little girl out there playing football with boys?
Oh no, she's tough as nails. She also raises pigs, show pigs for the SFA. So,
oh wow!
No, she has no fear.
That's
how awesome.
Ooh, that's great.
Tomboy.
That's a good thing to have a kid with no fear, but it's also a very bad thing.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Well, Stacey, I mean, I think it's awesome that you don't put limitations on what your daughter could do, because there's so many parents that would be like, no, you can't, you know, to boys, you can't go do dance. I want you to play sports. Or with girls, no, you can't go play football. I'd rather you cheerlead. I love that you let her play football. I think it's great.
I've told all of my kids, you can try anything you want to do, and if you like it, we'll stick with it. If you don't, then you've tried it, and you can move on to the next thing.
There you go. It's a good attitude.
Al and I played youth football, and and you carry the things you learned by being a teammate with a bunch of kids.
Al learned.
And, I not only play football, my mother taught me how to sew.
Look at that.
So, you know.
That's
I
right. You made
well
your own pair of pants. You proved it. Al proved it one day.
So you can do anything you want. That's
you can. Absolutely. All right. Taylen's going off to football camp.
Yep.
Stacey.
Please let us know when she makes the team. We want to follow along with that, okay?
I will definitely let y'all know.
Sounds good, Stace.
I would even like to come to one of her games next season.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That would be awesome.
So keep us posted, okay, Stacey?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get
you
set up.
Do they have VIP at junior high?
No.
Football games?
Yeah.
I mean, you could go on the sideline at those.
Do they have suites?
No, you don't.
You can just stand on the sideline.
You might not be able to go.
I'm afraid not. They don't have suites or VIP.
It's junior high football. In fact, they might not even have stands.
Yeah.
I mean, the
stands, you may be standing.
These are inhumane conditions.
Bring your chair.
Yeah.
Well, bring your own chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Sometimes you got to bring your own food, too.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They don't have catering?
No, there's no catering there.
Okay.
Sorry, Kelly.
We'll try to talk Kelly into going. There you go, Al.
Beat the bang.
Gotta make sure I got the right one.
On a Wednesday. Beat the bang.
All right, let's talk to our caller number 17, I believe I asked for, right? I always forget.
I think so.
I think my memory loss is rubbing off.
As long as they know back there in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Bab.
Jacob Flores. Shout out. How you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing good, brother.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you
getting it done.
Morning?
We're getting it done, Jacob.
Oh, well, getting all my daughters ready for school right now. They're running around all crazy, and their mom's not here, of course, at work. So, you know, it's always hard for a man to get their hair all done up and matching clothes and...
I think I got it. Jacob, have you tried
the drawer right now?
Have you tried the vacuum?
I did try the vacuum. It was frowned upon at first. They were screaming, but
it does a great ponytail.
Good old YouTube taught me how to tie the hair. So, you know.
What hairstyle are you going with today, Jacob?
Actually, just a ponytail. You know, got to do it simple.
That's simple for us guys.
They like the straightener. They like the straightener already at the age of five. And they're twin girls. They're
identical.
Oh, man. You got your hands full, though.
Oh, yeah, man.
And the baby's only three, though, so she's asleep right now, but she's bound to get up.
Oh, that is a good sleeping baby.
Are you a stay-at-home dad, or do you have a job, too?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I'm staying home with them for a while for them to be in school.
Good for you.
Nice.
Good for you, man.
Did you learn the French braid yet, Jacob?
No, that's
advanced.
Right.
A lot of girls don't.
That's at least a good 6 hours of watching on YouTube.
Right.
To learn
that. Yeah. You don't have time for that right now.
Home with three girls, man.
Well, yeah, they're good though. They're really really good. I couldn't ask for anything better. They get up in the morning, they know how to make their own bowl of cereal and all that. The only time they wake me up is like, "Daddy, do my hair," or I have to check on what they're wearing because you know at that age they think they can wear whatever they want.
Real quick, we can hear what all the ladies listening are saying right now.
Aww.
There you go. Right? Jacob right there.
That's awesome, man. I don't think I know a stay-at-home dad, especially with one with three girls.
I work for the first five. I think it's my turn to stay home for a while.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's not that. It's really not that bad.
We got girls playing football. We got men staying home with the daughters.
Let's get you a stay-at-home daddy bonus, hopefully, here,
that?
Jacob, with Beat the Bank. You know the rules?
Yep, I do.
Well, Al's going to tell you anyways, just in case.
Repeat after me, Jacob. Stop.
All right, I got that down. Stop.
Okay,
right,
okay. That's what we need you to yell when you hear a dollar amount that you're comfortable with, and hopefully you'll do it before the bank vault door closes. All right?
That simple.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Jacob, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Can't shake it.
By the way, if it closes, you get nothing.
Can't shake it.
Want to make sure you know that, Jacob.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I understand.
I still got three lovely daughters. That's fine.
Again.
Best guy ever.
I like Jacob.
All right. Oh, you missed me.
All right, let's play.
Beat the bank.
$130.
Whoa.
$190. $300. $360. $450. $480. $490.
Oh, 480, I believe. You did say stop, correct?
In the middle of 490.
490?
I knew 90 was coming, but...
Okay, 490 then.
Give him 490.
You're making the executive decision.
We're going to round up.
I'm going to make the executive decision. He can have 490 instead of 480.
We're
going to
round up. All right.
Round up for you, Jacob. $490 for you.
That's about
a bunch of hair ties.
$130 per
kid.
There you go. Nice trip. Al, just hush. He's going to take him to Chuck E. Cheese. He's already decided.
Yeah, they're going to know now. They're going to like, "Daddy, you need to take me to Chuck E. Cheese." 13,
well, let's see how much money you could have had at Chuck E. Cheese if you stayed in the bank vault a little bit longer. Okay, Jacob? Let's find out.
All right.
Indeed.
The 490 right there. That's what he wants.
530.
Mm-hmm.
660.
love it, dude.
Yeah, and not bad, Jacob. Not bad at all, sir.
Yeah, 660 would have been pretty good, but, you know.
Okay, hey, you got 490.
Here, I got my calculator out. That's approximately $163.33 per child.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
And well, actually, it's exactly right. And, he calculated
and
it.
And zero. And zero for Jacob. It all goes to the girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's how it goes. Well, enjoy your money,
yeah,
Jacob.
Definitely.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jacob Flores just won $490 with Beat the Bank. We'll do it again an hour from now if you didn't get in.
Stay at home dad with three little girls.
What a cool dude. Yeah. Learn how to do some hair on YouTube.
Yeah. Are you inspired to be a stay at home dad after that? You want to try it?
I would love to try it.
Have Kenzie work.
Would you, though?
We should do that one day. Have Kenzie come up here. You stay at home with the kids.
You should see how disheveled Kenzie is sometimes when I get home from work after a full day with kids. It's seriously, stay at home moms and dads have the toughest job.
Yeah. Nonstop, yeah.
And you're not getting paid. I mean, you kind of are, but not really.
You're rewarded
with
those
love.
Beautiful little rats.
Beautiful little rats.
I'm not going to call my kids rats.
I'm saying
rug
that
rats.
The most endearing way possible.
Rugrats.
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 Yeah.
Crumb snatchers.
Great show, by the way, on Nickelodeon back in the day.
Mm.
Coming up next, it's time, Big Al Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Your horse is all warmed up.
What?
That was pretty bad.
That was pretty
weak.
All right, we'll do
the animal voice or impression expert.
It's
horse is not my specialty.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's the Big Al Mac race.
Love that.
With the Kentucky Derby.
Gotcha.
We have five horses racing, Big Al Mac.
What are my horses' names again?
We'll go from the least favorite to win.
Okay.
To the favorite to win.
All right.
Because I'm high.
Because I'm high.
Only 13% believe that horse would win the race.
Sorry, Jenna.
I'm high!
I changed mine.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, you did? Yeah, Jenna and I changed our vote to this one, which came in second to last. Millie Jackson. Only got 14% of the vote from Kid Nation. We also got Big Al's Sunday Shave.
Uh-huh.
Tied with Millie Jackson at 14%.
Wow.
Not very favored to win. Thank you, Millie.
Waiting for my pick to be named.
Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wings.
That was my pick.
That came in at 28%.
Okay.
Second favorite.
Wow, okay.
Wow, people must think Dr. Girlfriend.
The favorite to win this race is Dr. Girlfriend.
No
Dr.
Girlfriend.
That was my bet right there.
I mean, those are just predictions. That means nothing until
There's
the actual
no way
race
she's
happens.
Coming out a winner in this thing.
Are you sure, Kelly? Now, if you pick the winning horse in Big Al's race, you will be randomly, one person will be randomly selected to represent that horse in Friday's race, which is the championship round.
Mm-hmm.
If you win that championship round, you will score $500 in cash.
Mm-hmm.
That's for you to keep. We'll throw an additional $500 for you to bet on the actual Kentucky Derby race.
Very cool.
Where you could double, triple, quadruple.
Yeah, you're going to bet on a real horse in the race Saturday, any horse you want.
Anybody look up the names yet?
I have not.
No. Yeah, we'll get around to that.
We'll do that Friday.
We'll get around to it.
We like to procrastinate when it comes to the actual race because there's more important race going on right now, and that's the Kentucky Derby.
I was going to procrastinate, but...
And if you want to laugh, follow along with Kid TV during the race.
Got to watch these videos, man.
It's very entertaining.
It's live, so, I mean, anything could happen.
Yep.
Are we ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's get to the field.
All right.
Okay.
Welcome back to Kid Nation Downs on this Wednesday. Hump day. That means it's Big Al's race.
Yeah,
and here's the field for the Big Al race for the Kentucky Derby. Number one is Big Al's Sunday Shade. Kind of disheveled, but he's got the inside post in this one. Number two is Millie Jackson. Big Al spent the night in Millie Jackson's stable. Just didn't want anybody to know about it, but she's number two. Number three is Because I'm High. Just seems happy to be here at this point.
Yeah.
Number four is Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wings. This horse has been hanging out with Because I'm High a lot this week. Number five is Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, man. Outside.
Round out this field. Looks like should be a competitive entry. Let's get off to the start. We're at the gate.
Here we go.
The flag is up. They're off in the hump day, Big Al race, and Millie Jackson, strong and fresh. She is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning, right to the front.
What?
Big Al's Sunday Shave is after her now, up in second.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm High is on a 420 pace. And then it's Dr. Girlfriend on the outside right now, fourth. And Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wings is not too interested in running for the Amber Roses. He's far back. Coming around the turn, Big Al's Sunday Shave coming up to Millie Jackson. Because I'm high, smoking around the corner. Dr. Girlfriend has veered to the right. Seems headed to Ohio. Dr. Girlfriend's out of it. And Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wings is now coming on strongly from behind. And Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wings is up to win Big Al's race. Defeating Because I'm High, Millie Jackson, Big Al's Sunday Shave, and Dr. Girlfriend's off to the Buckeye State.
Yes,
I thought chicken wings dropped off.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He was holding back for that last minute push.
Kelly Raspberry was right.
I had a gut feeling, JC.
Oh, man. Dr. Girlfriend went to Ohio.
I'm sorry.
So if you chose, like I did, Wiz Khalifa's Chicken Wings, we're going to pick a random winner from today's pool, and we'll play Friday.
Oh, and what am I doing real quick? We got to hear the preview for tomorrow's race, which happens to be what I'm being told, the funniest one
of the
week.
Really? That's what I heard.
That's what I'm hearing, Kelly.
I haven't heard anything.
You haven't heard anything?
No.
Let's take a listen.
Here are the horses for tomorrow, the Kelly race for the Kid-Tucky Derby. The winner of this race receives a sausage bouquet.
Yay.
And now let's meet the field. Number one is Celebrity Apologist. You have to understand, has a good chance in this race because you just don't, he's been training hard, and you see, you have to understand that he's just number one and really does have to be considered.
Got it.
Number two is Two Drink. Easily, this horse is way more fun than anybody else in this race.
Two Drink.
Number three is Billy's Filly. Left the Belmont early last summer to come back and train for this one to be razor sharp. Number four is Love Me Tender Wolf, sending the message that he's going to be tough in this one. And number five is Concealed Handgun. Go to kidnation.com to place your bets.
All right.
You have all the way up until 7 o'clock Central tomorrow morning to place your bets.
I love my horses.
I'm going to go with Celebrity Apologist.
I'm going to go with Love Me Tender Wolf.
I know you
are.
You
going with Tender Wolf?
That's the ringtone on his phone now.
Is it really?
For you or for everyone?
Oh, no. I heard something last night. I'm like, what is that noise? He's like, my phone.
He's got a howl.
He bought in.
I love it.
He's embracing it.
I'm going to go with Celebrity Apologist as well.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's play Beat the Bank again. An hour ago, Jacob won $490. And we have no idea how much money is going to be given away this hour because we switch it up every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Al, what color number would you like?
Let's do number 23.
23 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-DK.
That's Al realizing 21's not prime.
Yeah, just trying to switch it up. That was also my number in high school when I played football.
21?
23.
23 was?
23, yeah.
I thought you told me it was 84.
I did have 84 as well.
I thought you went to Business Magnet and they didn't have a football team.
I did, but I went to Skyline High School and they did have a football team. That's where my number was 84.
Oh, okay.
But I did sport the number 23 from time to time.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. See, all three stories are correct.
My number has stayed pretty consistent.
Well, sometimes,
yeah. I didn't always, but I was 5'2", JC, and I couldn't always have five.
Soccer's different,
like,
though.
When you moved up from JV to varsity, you just had to take whatever number they were giving you. Yeah.
99.
When Corey played in the Rose Bowl, he had number 17, and he went to Purdue.
Yeah.
So I'm telling all my friends, I knew he wasn't going to get in the game, so we didn't go to the game. But there was a number 17 that actually was playing.
They always have double in college.
I'm like, look at number 17. No, that's the wrong one. My son's on the sideline.
That's the guy that plays.
Yeah, mine's one with a clean uniform.
We're going to have a competition today between the show members of the show. Cast members.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Battle of the Sexes themed office outing.
Uh-huh.
Yay.
We're doing company bonding.
Yeah, it's called Escape Expert, The Experience.
Yeah, these things they're kind of becoming trendy, popping up all across the country. Really cool.
Team building is what they're designed for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's real-life adventure experiences. If you want to challenge your investigative skills, your observation skills, maybe your mental logic skills.
Nunchuck skills.
You're going to need all that.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for us, we're going to do it right after we do a morning show where we've been thinking for the last 5 hours.
Yeah, some of us more than others.
So it's
some
an escape room. Like, you're going to get locked in a room with your group, and you have 60 minutes to figure out all the clues and, you know, unlock the room or catch whoever you're chasing, that kind of scenario.
You gotta work together to crack codes. There's puzzles. And we're doing apparently the room that's the toughest one.
It has a 25% escape rate.
Because why would they give us the hardest room? Because we should at least have a chance.
I don't know.
Well, when you have a chance, just not as good of a chance. They don't want it to be simple.
Yeah.
They want it to be
give us
tough.
Come on, we're DJs.
Exactly.
And my brain is mush. I can't get into my doctor until May now.
Well, Elena, our phone screener, feels very confident that the girls are going to pull this one out.
Because we have a team of girls and a team of guys.
Is there a bar?
Drinking? No.
You can drink.
Well, I'm bringing my bottle of Tito's.
Well, you should, Kelly, because we're going to go right after the show. The girls step into the room at 10:45 a.m. Central. What, Kelly?
Why are they giving us the hardest drink?
Because we got
to
make it tough.
Well, they want us to have a shot of doing that?
And then the guys will enter right after you guys are done with
your
hour.
Is it like level two?
We're doing the toughest one.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. If you want more info on about the experience, you can go to escapeexpert.com.
Hmm. Yeah, they have five different rooms, and we're doing one of the hard. Less than 25% escape.
How big is the room?
I don't know.
Well, some of them are multiple rooms. Do you know what I mean? That's what they say.
Like it
could be a maze, and there's clues.
Oh,
and they're
okay.
All decorated, so there's clue after clue, and you're trying
to get out.
And they said it's all about teamwork. And
Kelly loves teamwork.
I'm not good at teamwork.
Kelly, I've been watching. I watch a lot of Criminal Minds. And Dr. Spencer Reed on there, he puts clues together and he looks at crime scene photos. I've been inspired. I watch a lot of criminal.
So you're in a room trying to break out of the room. Normally,
you're trying to break in a room.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, Al, it's different.
So
I think the guys will get along just fine.
Oh, we'll get along.
Why do you think the girls will?
Because you're not a good team player.
You're girls.
I'm just going to sit down and drink until they tell me how to get out.
You can't do that. You got to be a part of it.
That's my contribution.
And see, we have MacGyver.
We call him.
We got Rob Chickering.
MacGruber.
Yeah, he's going to be on our team.
Yeah.
And let's see who else is kind of good logistically. That's about it. Yeah, so we'll just kind of sit back and let Rob figure it out.
We got one smart guy.
We have a lot more guys than girls, right? Or are we going to balance it out?
No, it's going to be girls versus guys. We might give you guys Russ face because he's done it in the past.
No.
Just to even out the field.
It's battle of
Kelly
the sexes.
Kelly locked in a room with Russ face.
You got Kelly,
love it.
Jenna, Psycho Shannon's on your team, Elena, Amy.
Lacey.
We got Claudia and Jennifer.
We got plenty of ladies.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a big team.
Yeah. We got George, our boss.
Yeah, George.
We got our producer. We got Nick. Nick is smart.
And they're trying to come up with
Aggie.
So there's going to be a punishment.
Yeah, they're trying to come up with a punishment.
There's going to be a punishment. You have 60 minutes to get out of the room. I don't know how we're going to determine the winner and loser if neither team gets out.
Yeah.
Maybe it's whoever got the closest to getting out.
Sure.
Sometimes they say they keep a representative in the room, you know, that will kind of either help you or.
What happens if you never get out? Like, we have to stay in there forever?
It's just an hour.
Wait, can you take anything in with you? Because I always happen to carry an all-in-one tool with me, a Leatherman, and that can come in handy. It has a little saw on it.
I don't know.
And I can saw things.
I
have a screwdriver that I can screw things open.
No, the problem
is, I can cut things. I can do whatever I need to.
Shannon, that sounds like
puzzles.
It comes with.
Is that a Swiss Army knife?
It comes with the lifestyle.
A Leatherman. It's an all-in-one tool. It's got like 18 things in one.
It comes with it.
Oh, does it have like a spoon? Like when you're eating at the campfire, I can pretty much live with my Leatherman.
You
know, a compass?
You should go ahead and bring it in case have to eat someone.
It has a leather strap that I can put on my belt loop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, about 56 minutes in, I'm going to be hungry.
I'm going to be hungry. So.
Yeah, 4 minutes, let you out, Kelly. I can't wait.
Does it come with a shot glass for Kelly?
What do you eat?
Oh, probably myself.
Yeah, Kelly.
I got meat on me.
White meat.
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh,
we'll see how that works.
All right.
We'll do it right after the show.
Tell you about
and tomorrow. We'll go to tomorrow.
Beat the bang.
Here we go now.
Beat the bang.
By the way, people are loving your whisper.
Really?
Song.
Beat
yeah.
The bang. Beat
people are raving.
The bang.
Monica O'Brien, how you raving. Doing this morning?
You're raving.
They're raving.
Good. Yeah.
Gonna get a lot of spins.
Yep, you're calling number 23, which means you get to play Beat the Bank.
Oh my goodness.
What are you doing right now? Working?
Yeah, I'm at work.
What do you do, Monica?
Well, I work in an accounting office at a car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All those car dealers wheeling and dealing all day.
You'd be
hot.
Slanging?
Yeah.
You don't sell a lot this month? It's the end of the month. It's a great time to buy a car.
Yes, it is. So. Come on in.
She does the credit check.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Sorry, Al.
Oh, sorry.
You can't add to your fleet today.
Yeah, okay.
It happens. Monica, do you know the rules to Beat the Bank?
Yes, I do.
All right. We're going to still put you in that bank vault. It's going to be closing. When you hear a number you like, you make sure you yell stop and that we can hear you. Because if we don't hear you and that vault closes on you, you're not going to win anything. And we don't want that, okay?
Okay.
All right, Monica.
Just say stop. Hammer time.
Stop. Yeah, let's hear your stop.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. Nice
That's
and loud.
Affirmative.
Yep. Made me stop.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It definitely made me stop. Okay, let's play.
Beat the bank.
$250. $300. $340. $400. $410. $430.
Stop.
Oh.
$430?
$430 for you.
$430, Monica.
Very calm. There was a calm over the whole game that time. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
I was waiting on that bad boy to go to like $800, $900.
Oh, that was your feeling, Al? Yeah. You were over there juggling your little orange.
Yeah, I'm over here juggling my orange.
Al wasn't getting scared.
No, I really wasn't. I thought that one had a little more juice, but I don't know.
But you know what? Monica felt something, and she said stop.
Hey, that's what it's all about. You got $430, girl.
Let's see how high your money could have gone up.
$470.
Okay. Ooh.
$490. $500. $520. $530. $570.
You got a good portion of it, Monica.
Yeah, you got way more than half.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Way more than half.
What are you going to do with that cash, girl?
Well, I just celebrated a birthday, so I'll probably go shop for myself.
Go celebrate it again. There you go.
You're looking for shoes, maybe a clutch, a purse, what?
A clutch.
Probably a new purse.
You're off base, JC.
JC knows the lingo. Maybe you could buy a nice Leatherman. Would you like a Leatherman?
Yeah.
Where do you get a Leatherman, Shannon?
Yeah,
at any sporting goods store.
Of course.
If you want to put her on hold, I can give her some tips.
Is it right next to the flannel section?
I think they have them in the case so they don't get stolen.
Got it.
Shannon, what all do you have in the trunk
They're
of your car?
They're a hot commodity.
You have a bowling ball?
I have a box full of things.
Like what?
Just a pillow.
A pillow?
A blanket.
Uh-huh. Are you going camping?
Just in case I accidentally break down or something. I don't want to freeze to death.
All right.
Okay.
Well, so I
what
keep
else?
That.
What else you got in there?
We can talk about it in private.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, it's one of those. Okay.
Yeah.
Monica, you'll probably not be buying any of those. But enjoy your new purse that you're going to buy.
Thank you.
All right, hold on for us. We'll hook you up. We're going to play Beat the Bank again tomorrow, same time. 7:20, 8:20 Central.
Yep.
Had two winners today, not too shabby. And we do want you to go on Facebook and Twitter using the hashtag KidNation. Let us know which team you think is going to win that escape expert thing.
The guys, the girls.
All right. Yeah, guys versus girls.
We won't feel
good. A game of mental puzzles to escape from a room.
It's the girls featuring Kelly Raspberry and Jenna Owens. And the boys featuring Big Al Mack, but mostly our engineer, Robert.
That's our ringer right there.
Yeah, that's our ringer.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So there's a new restaurant that's about to sweep the nation. In fact,
really?
Everybody's talking about it, including Fallon.
I saw that an all-male Hooters-inspired restaurant is opening up in Dallas called Tallywhackers.
Yeah!
Tally. When asked what you need to work there, the manager said, a sock. We have a great show. Give it up for the
Now, joining us in studio is the owner of this restaurant,
who apparently gave a quote to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Well, he's the owner. He's not the manager.
Oh.
That's beneath him, Kelly Raspberry.
Oh.
Rodney Duke.
Nice.
How you doing, buddy?
I am great, you guys. How are y'all today?
Doing
Actually,
good, right?
Rodney has history with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Really?
Please tell us,
yes.
Rodney.
It was about 10 years ago. We did a reality radio, Kids Crib. And we did it for, I think, 2 weeks, Kelly?
Yeah, you were in the apartment complex just a couple doors down from the studio.
Yes.
And you and Deontay, I believe, was in that batch of contestants, were fighting to win free rent for a year, was it?
It was for a year.
Mm-hmm. And this apartment. And Deontay ended up winning, but we met Rodney. He was one of the contestants.
Yeah. It was all money for kids.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Turns out you're doing just fine, though, even though you didn't win that contest.
Doing good.
He overcame that horrible loss.
So tell us where the idea for Tallywhackers came from.
Well, you know, that's the big question.
Yeah.
And it's funny that everyone has asked themselves the same question over time when visiting all these other venues that are more related with female eye candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why is there not a male equivalent? And 10 years ago, I thought about that and sat on it and decided one day, let's just do it. Let's do it. There's not anything like it anywhere. And sure enough, here we are. Opening in, I mean,
I'm truly
month.
Surprised this has not been tried before. I'm shocked
yeah.
because, like you said, the idea has been people have been saying that for years. Where's the male equivalent?
Right.
Where's the male?
And right. Right.
Nobody
and
did it.
Nobody actually did it. You're the first one that actually said, "I'm gonna put this idea on paper, and
first
then I'm gonna, and then I'm gonna put it in a building, and boom."
And there you go.
So,
and it's just that easy, Al, to open a restaurant.
That's what I hear.
You should learn from Rod.
How many years did it take you to formulate this?
Well, you know, I've co-owned a bar before,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and for 10 years, really, I've sat around and thought about the concept, what I want,
right.
what I want it to be, the location.
Yeah.
What is the concept? Is it really the male equivalent of Hooters, like they're saying? Is it going to be chicken wings?
It's not. It's going to be a lot of fun comfort foods.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I think that once we open, what's going to set us apart from the comparison of the other restaurants will be the food. We do have amazing appetizers, and we, of course, are going to have hot dogs. Tallywhackers.
Is everything like banana splits? Is everything on the menu going to be
there's fun
very
stuff,
phallic
yes.
shaped?
No, yeah. no.
Cucumber salad.
But there is going to be things from the grill, pasta dishes, yeah. salads,
yeah.
you know, a little bit of something for everyone.
Is the pasta going to come in fun shapes?
You know, we're thinking about that. We keep getting that hint. We'll have to wait and see.
I think it's a great
idea, though.
Can you
imagine the bachelorette parties going through there?
That's the thing, because you're going to draw, because usually Hooters will only draw, you know, mostly men.
Mostly men, yeah.
And they want to watch sports and have the eye candy. But
right.
in this situation, when your demo is going to be a lot of women and probably a lot of gay men, because mm-hmm. you're in the gayborhood, what is the other draw going to be? Because most people don't want to go watch sports in that situation, right?
We will do sporting events. I can't wait to have an amazing Oscars night party.
right.
We're going to do, you know, stuff that's going to, I think, appeal to everyone.
What are the male waiters? Is that still a politically correct term? I don't even know what
servers,
we're supposed to call it. What are the male servers wearing? What is the costume? Is the costume an outfit? What uniform?
Right. So we are actually still in the process of getting that locked down because, mm-hmm. you know, there are laws to go by.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't want to get like a nipple hair on your
like
salad.
Hygiene, yeah.
yeah.
So, yes. So, to serve food, you can't have chest hair and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So, we will have on, as of right now, like a tight red T-shirt
mm-hmm.
and something that's going to be a boxer brief equivalent.
Okay.
So
that's the plan now. It
that's
could change.
The plan.
Yeah.
And it could change. So, we, as soon as we have that locked down, we have someone designing something for us.
The big unveil.
Well, we'll
hit the website, I promise.
We're talking with Rodney Duke, who's the owner of the new restaurant, Tallywhackers,
mm-hmm.
that's making news everywhere.
National headlines.
Yeah. What were some of the names you passed up before Tallywhackers was finalized?
Well, I wanted to go with something that was kind of more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That not everyone quite knows what that is.
Right, mm-hmm. not as
which
obvious.
Was shocking to me.
I thought immediately. But maybe it's because we grew up in the South, maybe?
You know, maybe that's what it is. My grandfather used that
yeah.
word.
Yeah. I never heard the word, but I can kind of, you know, I can tell. You can tell what it is without it being, you know, too obvious or too inappropriate.
Right. You guys are saying you want to hire muscular, fit guys.
We want to hire a wide variety of men.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone has a different type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need the...
True.
The younger ones, the older ones, the muscular ones, the not so muscular ones. We want to have eye candy for everyone. And the neat thing is going to be when you walk in, we'll have the now serving section. And so you can actually pick the guy who you think is your type prefer to sit in his section.
But what if you're the one guy
that's sitting over there on the bench? Like, pick me.
Hey, Al, nobody at your section again today, huh?
I think they're all going to want to be picked by someone.
Right.
And then some
man.
People won't care, and
yeah.
they'll just be in the rotation.
Yeah.
But if you come in and go, oh, this is the one I've got to sit in, his section,
Yeah.
You could do that.
Now, Rodney, we're talking with Rodney Duke again, creator of Tallywhackers.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do one of those undercover bosses thing where you're going to go in there and work it?
Come on, Rodney.
I think it's going to be hard to go undercover.
Yeah.
I might just send someone else in to do it.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. I love that show, by the way. Yes. Yeah.
Because you got to try to see what you guys are going to be putting up with, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're not, you know, we're going to be a respectable restaurant.
Uh-huh. Sure.
You know, there's not, it's just going to be like if you go to anywhere else, you know, there's not any groping going on or anything crazy. It's going to be a lot of clean fun.
And you know what's cool about this interview with Rodney is that you haven't done any interviews regarding Tallywhackers yet.
This is the first one.
Wow.
This is the first
one. Thank you very much.
Get ready.
So when he, like, becomes a billionaire and he has a book out. You're going to talk about this.
Yes, we're going to talk about it because being on the Kid Craddock, the morning show before, I really wanted this to be my first place to come.
That's nice.
So I've put all the other requests at this time on hold until I could do this.
Yeah.
I really wanted to reach out to Kelly and do this in honor of Kid. I wanted to come up here and
he would have a field day with
this. Oh, yeah,
he would. Gosh, yeah.
He would make Big Al and JC go down there and audition for a spot on the roster.
Well, I was going to say, that's something I think.
Better than that.
Wait, what?
Kid would have done something great. Y'all have been talking about that escape room thing earlier.
Yeah.
The contest.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we spice that up and make it real fun? And we'll, like, do the women and the men. And then whoever loses has to come down and work for an hour.
Yes.
Oh. And the women, too?
So if you lose, you got to work at Tallywhackers.
I got to work at Tallywhackers?
Dressed, like, with the tight stuff.
With the women, we'll do something fun. We'll host, like, some kind of crazy happy hour for women.
Oh, so we just get to have fun.
You get to have fun. JC, I already know where we're going to put him in.
Uh-oh.
For sure.
Please tell
me. Right in the front door.
Okay. Oh, I'm the greeter?
We'll put you as the greeter. Guys.
Yeah.
Al, you probably need the money. So he'll let you serve.
I'd be that guy, just like I was saying. Pick me.
Al's going to be the dishwasher. I'm going to put him back there.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
They might relax the health codes that day and let you wait shirtless.
Hair on this chest, baby, and down under. And don't mention the ass fro.
Oh, gross. Nobody wants to see that.
Rodney, Al's got a tramp fro. Does he need to shave that before we come in?
We're probably going to need to at least trim it down.
Yeah.
Hey, just on your Sunday Art of Shaving day, just to see if they'll do that for you.
I'm trying to get my barber down there, Corey. I said, can you hit this little spot right here? You know, yeah, I know you normally do the face, but I'm going to sit in the chair backwards and have...
Oh, my gosh, Al. No.
Oh, my.
Have they asked you to do a reality show yet?
I've had two requests.
Two requests.
Yes. And
go with Bravo.
We're considering it. That's right. That's the one to go with.
For the better network, yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, I just focus on making the opening and the first few months I better the hardest. They always say the first year of a restaurant and bar is like when you're not even making money normally.
Try the first five.
You just got to. Right. Yeah, I would just focus on the quality control because then you could really expand this thing.
And that's what we want. I want you to come in and have phenomenal entertainment, phenomenal eye candy, and phenomenal food and customer service.
Yeah.
And I think that if we start jumping on too many bandwagons, that we're going to spread ourselves thin, and that's
exactly
not
right.
what we want to do.
Yeah, you don't
want to
hoe around, no.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to hoe around at Tallywhackers. Uh-uh.
No.
Wait, do you have a Tallywhacker mobile?
We do not.
It's in the works.
We're getting way
it's in
the ahead works. Of ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things we got to work on, Rodney.
Let him get opening first.
We're working on it.
Service first.
There's a list and then some, I promise.
We have attached ourselves to your project.
We're so excited.
We have attached.
I can't wait to see Al and JC.
Oh, first of all, we would have to lose the competition. So you're getting ahead of yourself.
Okay.
We'll see. He thinks he already won.
Mm-hmm,
great.
Exactly.
But if this radio thing doesn't work out for me, Rodney, I would love audition for your restaurant.
Well, we'd hire you in a heartbeat, I promise.
Thank you.
Oh,
look, I got a new job lined up, guys.
Yeah.
Al, you want to ask
anybody else in the room?
I always ask everyone, have y'all seen JC?
A little bit old.
No, we just hear him on the radio.
For the older, more mature crowd.
Hold on, Al. We're still talking about JC.
I don't like talking about
JC. For the more mature.
There's somebody for everybody.
Far less discerning
audience. Oh, yeah. Rodney Duke, your restaurant set to open around May-ish.
Yes.
Mother's
May 9th to May 15th.
Good luck, man. It's a tough business, but it sounds like y'all feel great.
And go.
I can't wait for y'all to be punished and have to serve there.
So great.
Keep it down there, Kelly.
And go visit Tallywhacker on Facebook. They're giving you updates on the daily.
Good.
You already have a lot of stars, and nobody's even eaten there, so your reviews are doing well.
I know, I love it. 15,000 likes.
15,000 likes, and we have almost a 5-star rating, and we haven't even opened.
That's hilarious.
How many pokes?
Give it up for Rodney Duke, everybody. Yeah. Tallywhackers.
Thank you, guys.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.